A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksuba Zayin Beis. Ksuba 72a. Pagination is 143. We're dealing with the topic of the obligation of a married woman to cover her hair. And we note that this aspect of Tzniyus is very unique in that most aspects of tzniyus apply equally to women on all age levels. If you have a bas mitzvah girl, she's going to be obligated to cover her arms, her legs, her torso. Basic tzniyus obligations are going to be there. When it comes to covering the hair, however, the obligation is on a married woman. So if you would have a young lady who has not yet had relations and is not married, then she would not be obligated to cover her hair. A married woman, however, is obligated to cover her hair. There are a number of variations of the case which have to be considered. A woman who has had relations but is not married, what is her status? And likewise, a woman who is married but has not had relations, such as during the chasna. The couple has done kiddushin nisuin, they have consummated the marriage in terms of the yichud has taken place, but relations did not occur. Is she obligated in covering her hair? And arguments can be made in both directions. Many people maintain that the woman during the chasna is allowed to have her natural hair showing and is not obligated yet in covering it until after the first night. Be that as it may, our discussion will center on the obligation of a married woman to cover her hair. What is the source of that, and how significant is it in terms of observance? So we begin on the second of the medium wide lines. Masnisin a new Mishnah. Ve'elu yotzos shalo biksuba. And these women can be divorced without granting them the ksuba money because they're considered in violation in the marriage, and the reason for the divorce is their lack of observing the requirements of married life. Ha'overes al das Moshe v'Yehudis. If the woman is in violation of the law of Moshe or the laws of Jews. The Mishnah explains Das Moshe, the law of Moshe, is something like feeding her husband non-kosher food, would be an example. Continuing in the Gemara, two lines up, second line up, Ve'ezohi Das Yehudis. What is the case of Das Yehudis? The Mishnah tells us, Yotza Verosha Parua, she goes out into the street and her hair is uncovered. The Gemara asks, Rosha Parua de Oraisahi. If she goes into the public area with her hair uncovered, that's biblical. That should be classified as Das Moshe, the law of Moshe. Why are you merely classifying it as Das Yehudis, the law of Jews? In other words, the Mishnah was very straight with us. Either Overes al Das Moshe or Overes al Das Yehudis is going to be grounds for the husband to give a get without giving her her ksuba. But the Mishnah made a distinction in the terminologies. Das Moshe is biblical. Das Yehudis is the practice of Jews. The Gemara is objecting and saying that if she's going out with her hair uncovered, that's not an example merely of Das Yehudis, the custom of Jewry. That's an example of Das Moshe, the law of Moshe. That's biblical. What makes it biblical? Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Upara es rosh ha'isha. In Parshas Nasa, in the topic of the Sota, we're told that they should uncover the head of the woman. V'tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, and we learned, Azhara levnos Yisrael shalo yetzu befuru arosh. This is the admonition to the daughters of Israel that they should not go out with uncovered hair. Their hair has to be covered. Rashi explains that since it's understood that her hair was covered, and part of the process of the sota is to uncover, it's an intrinsic concept which leads us to understand that normally, normative observance is that her hair has to be covered. Now, this Gemara is very clear. The Gemara says that going with an uncovered hair situation is going to be a violation of Das Moshe, of basic biblical law. Answers the Gemara, De'oraisa, if it were only for biblical law, kalsa shapir dami. If the woman is wearing what was described as a basket on her head, a hat of some sort that covers some of the hair, that would have been sufficient biblically. But Das Yehudis, the requirement based on the practice of Jews, is afilu kalsa nami osur. Even if she went with the basket, she was still in violation because the hair has to be covered much more thoroughly. The Ramah in Orach Chaim, Siman Ayin Hey, Sif Beis, mentions that there's such a thing as Sairos Shel Noshim, the hairs of the women, Sharigilim Latzeis Michutz Litzimtzon, that are common to stray, to go out of the binding. So that there's another level which was understood that that sometimes happened. But in terms of covering the hair, there was the basket level, which was biblical, and then, because of Das Yehudis, the hair had to be covered very thoroughly. And then the Ramah mentions, which we notice sometimes, if a woman's wearing some sort of covering, perhaps the snood application, or even in the sheitel, sometimes some natural hairs stray without any intention for them to do so. And that's what the Ramah is describing, that it sometimes happens. But the basic requirement is going to be Das Moshe. The basket level, at least, was required, and Das Yehudis required a much more thorough covering. Now, our Mishnah is telling us that both Das Moshe and Das Yehudis is required for the woman to be in proper observance of this law. Now, obviously, where does that leave us in practical Jewish law? If you have a case where a woman was not accustomed to covering her hair at all, there definitely is benefit in encouraging her to grow in her observance. And even if she's not ready to cover totally, which sometimes happens, at least to start with a hat-type covering, which presumably, at least, observes the biblical requirement described as kalsa, the basket. Proper observance, however, is fully covering the hair, and sometimes a couple simply has to grow together in their observance until they come to the point where they actually are able to observe this fully. The Aruch HaShulchan in Evan Ezer Simon Chaf Aleph writes clearly, Lo Seilachna Benos Yisrael Pruos Rosh Bashuk, Jewish women cannot go with their hair uncovered. V'leilich Pruos Rosh B'shus HaRabim Oser Men HaTorah, and for them to go out without any covering into the public area is going to be biblically prohibited. In Orachayim, Simon Ayin Hey, Sif Zayin, he mentions Pirtzas Doreinu, the problem of our generation, that people are extremely lax in this, as he describes it. And Baruch Hashem, in more recent times, there's been a revolution of sorts, a resolution to correct this issue. And indeed, in our time, it's common practice for married women to cover their hair properly. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.